Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Tyrone here with us.
Hello.
You're sounding very happy.
Not really. It's very hot.
It is very hot.
Very tired.
Got the aircon on. Yeah.
It was New Year's Eve last night.
Yes.
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 Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
To me or like?
To the listeners.
Okay. Not to me.
Not to you. For you, the opposite of Happy New Year.
Unhappy New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we're not talking about that today. There is a movie called Happy New Year, isn't there?
There is.
No, there's New Year's Eve. Is it New Year's Eve?
There's also Happy New Year. It's a Bollywood film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also not meant to be very good.
Mm.
And New Year's Eve is not meant to be very good. Didn't we talk about New Year's Eve?
No. We talked about Love Actually.
I feel like we talked about it in another episode. Like, we didn't review it, but we ended up talking about
it. I think it's when we talked about Love Actually or Valentine's Day or something.
I think it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Zac Efron and he's on the roof. Rooftop
with Taylor Swift.
With Taylor Swift?
I don't know, with someone. Okay. Is it Taylor Swift?
I thought it was someone else.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's in Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. It's not Taylor Swift.
Anyway, we're talking about Matrix Resurrections.
Yes.
So we watched this a couple of days ago.
I don't know if the excitement's coming through my voice. Probably not.
This is like your most anticipated movie ever.
Of my life. Ever? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was this and then Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, yeah, which we need to watch. Expect a review of that soon.
Yeah. Yep, it's coming.
Apparently it's not that bad.
Sequel coming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's done well enough then.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe it's better than this.
I heard this on another podcast, but there's ads for Clifford the Big Red Dog, and it's on a bus. And on the bus, it says, we're going to need a bigger bus. Like the Jaws line, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, yeah?
But the boat's to kill the shark. So are they trying to kill the dog?
They're going to run over the dog with
it. I think they need a bigger bus to run over the dog. Yeah.
Okay, that's brutal. Maybe that's why he's red. Because like
he's dead.
Apparently, it's a kid's like book or something.
It is.
Yeah, that's where it came from. I didn't know about it, but yeah. Anyway, Matrix Resurrections. It's a movie that came out in 20. Actually, on Wikipedia, it says it's a. Oh no, that's right. 2021. We're in 2022 now.
Mm.
It's a 2021 movie. Starring Keanu Reeves, Carrie-Anne Moss, and other people. And it's directed by Lana Wachowski, who's one of the Wachowski sisters that directed the first three movies. So they directed it together when the first three came out, and this one's only directed by one of them. Have you seen the first three?
Yeah, but...
Don't remember them?
I remember parts of it, but I'm not a huge fan of...
I'm pretty sure I have seen all three of them, but I don't really remember them that clearly. The first one, I remember what happens. Yeah, I guess it's... I haven't watched it recently, but it's meant to have like a lot of deep themes and stuff as well, apart from just like the revolutionary action sequences that were in that movie. So I think the first one is considered a masterpiece of cinema, and then the other two are not so much. The other movies that the Wachowski sisters have done since then are certainly not that well received.
Yeah. There is their fans, though. Like,
yeah, they have
like
fans.
Every one of every movie they do.
Yeah, so other stuff they've done. So Matrix, the Matrix was actually the second movie that they directed. Before that, they made a movie called Bound, which I obviously haven't seen. And then after the Matrix trilogy, they did Speed Racer, which I have seen. I don't think it was that bad, but it also wasn't that good. It had an interesting visual style, I just remember. It was like the whole movie is like a continuous shot, kind of.
Oh, yeah. That could be cool. It's like Birdman.
Like Birdman and that other movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Harry gets mauled by a bear.
Oh, yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
The one he did after that, but it could be that too.
Don't Look Up.
No, that's his most recent movie. Have you seen that?
I have, yeah.
Is it good?
It's should we review that?
Maybe we'll review that after this because I don't have too much to talk about for this one. So apart from Speed Racer, they did Cloud Atlas, which is meant to be like...
Trash.
Not good. Jupiter Ascending, which is meant to be even worse. They did a Netflix show called Sense8.
I think people like that show.
It has fans. So Lana Wachowski is doing this one, and Lily Wachowski is doing some other stuff, TV stuff.
Mm. Wolf of Wall Street, TV show.
I don't think that's really their style. Like, they're into, like, just...
Sci-fi. Nerd shit.
Yeah. this movie exists, so I guess we can get into... Well, this is a part of the episode where we'll probably talk about the story and our thoughts on it. I can't really summarize the story for this. I don't know what it is.
Neo's in it. There's the Matrix again.
Matrix stuff again.
Yeah.
So he's a video game developer.
Oh, it's spoilers.
Is that a spoiler?
He's spoiled it for everyone.
That's not a spoiler. It's a spoiler. Video game. He's a video game developer and Matrix stuff happens.
you literally spoiled it. It's over now.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's going to send hate mail to you. Everyone direct their hate mail to Shravan.
I reckon if I could try to fully spoil this movie.
And no one would care? Or you wouldn't know?
And I still wouldn't know if I've actually spoiled it because I don't understand like half the stuff there. It's not that I don't understand. I think it was just like...
I understand it. It's just boring.
It's just... I think convoluted is the word. I think it's like there's just a lot of stuff happening and I don't know what's what.
I think the story is relatively simple.
I think the overall story is simple, but I just don't know what was happening in between. Like there was some... I don't know. They go through doors and stuff. And
Matrix, Matrix stuff.
Yeah.
In the first one, this is a slight spoiler. In the first Matrix, they have to go to a telephone booth to get out of the Matrix.
Yes.
In this one, they're just doing it wherever. They just go out of the Matrix. It's like, oh, let's go. Let's jump off this building. We'll go out of the Matrix.
Jump off the building. Just go through his door.
Yeah.
Jump
into why it's a bit confusing sometimes. It's like, oh, let's get out of the Matrix. And they could get out of the Matrix wherever.
So budget-wise, it's a pretty big budget movie, $190 million. And box office-wise, it's made $71 million. So it's not doing well is the bottom line. So firstly, it opened in cinemas and on HBO Max at the same time. So it's a simultaneous release. It's actually the last of the simultaneous Warner Brothers HBO Max releases. So from next year, well, from this year onwards, it's going to be all theatrical only. And apparently in terms of streaming numbers, it's doing worse than Godzilla vs. Kong. And that movie did pretty well in the cinema. It made some money in the cinema.
I don't think people care about The Matrix anymore.
I think there are some people that care about it, but...
They're too old. They have kids now. They had to go watch Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah. Well, it came. The first one came out.
When did the first one come out? 1990 something?
Nine.
Yeah. Yeah. I was too young to watch The Matrix. Yeah. I was 5 years old.
I was too young to watch it.
You were 11.
Yeah.
I was 5 years old when it first came out. So
you're definitely not watching it. And I think I wanted to watch it, but I couldn't watch it because it was like, I think it was like MA.
Yeah. It's got violence.
So I couldn't watch it till much later, till I was in like high school. And even when I was in high school, I thought it was good. And it was obviously like very popular at the time because of the action, I guess, the action sequences. And I liked that stuff, but overall the story was, maybe I wasn't smart enough to like really get it.
Yeah. So let's go into the caveat with this, that we might not be smart enough to get this movie, but
yeah,
we didn't like it.
But it's not like Tenet. I think Tenet is like next level. I think this, if I like watched it enough, I probably could understand, but I just don't really want to watch it again. Mm. But like Tenet, I feel like no matter how many times I watch it, I just won't get it. But which one? I think Tenet is probably still a better movie.
Yeah, Tenet's better than this.
It's a better movie because
the action's more interesting than this.
Definitely. Yeah, the action's better. I think just overall it's just made better than this.
Yeah, the graphics aren't great in this. Like the CGI is...
technically, yeah, it's a bit feels off like
sometimes.
Well, it feels like it's the same level of graphics as the first Matrix, and that came out 20 years ago.
Yeah, sometimes even worse than the first Matrix.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm not sure why it looked so bad. I think we're getting into the positives and negatives, but yeah, I just thought it just didn't look that good. Mm. Like, firstly, the visually it wasn't great; it just looked dull, and then the action was pretty unmemorable. Stock
standard.
Yeah, like with the technology they have now, they could have done way cooler stuff. Like they didn't even match the first Matrix in terms of action sequences. Like it was worse than the first Matrix in terms of the action. Yeah, I don't know why.
There's lots of quick cuts instead of like long shots, which the Matrix, the first one, had lots of long shots. So you can actually see what's happening. But this is just like quick cut.
This is a question I wanted to ask during this review. Do you think Keanu Reeves is a good actor?
No, it's widely known that he's not a good actor.
I think he's good in certain roles. Like, if you use him well...
He can play himself.
He's good, but they didn't use him in this movie.
Mm.
Like, he's not even good in the action sequences. He only does, like, one move in the whole movie. I think they wasted him, especially because there's been, like, a resurgence in his popularity. Like, he's probably as popular as ever at the moment. They don't really use that. He's kind of just there and he doesn't really do anything. So I don't think he can carry a movie. Like, he kind of needs the movie to have like some substance, and then he'll sort of fit in. And like the movie needs to use him properly.
Mm.
And then it's sort of amplified.
Mm.
But if he can't just carry a movie by himself, which is quite evident in this movie because he's himself, but the movie's really boring. Like,
It's fair. Yeah.
He's not like, I don't know, he's like the opposite. Like, he's not like a Ryan Reynolds. Like, if Ryan Reynolds was in this movie, at least, and he was playing himself, at least you'd get some... He would
just be doing jokes all the time.
At least you'd get some entertainment, but Keanu Reeves by himself is not an entertaining person. I was disappointed with that, because I thought at least we'll get some Keanu Reeves stuff. Like, at least do some action.
What's Keanu Reeves stuff? Is that, it's just the action, yeah?
Yeah, like, he can...
Yeah,
like he's pretty John good at, Wick like,
people.
Yeah, like, he's pretty good at doing action, hand-to-hand action stuff, which he doesn't do in this movie. So
it
barely does it, and it's not edited in a way that's good to watch. There's other people in the movie, so he's actually like he's the main character, but there's some secondary characters that feature quite a bit. So there's Yahya Abdul-Mateen II.
Yeah,
I like how he just carries the full name, like including the second part. It's just
Aquaman guy.
Yeah, he was in Aquaman. He's in other stuff too.
Yeah,
he was in Candyman, I think, this year. He was. Okay. Is this a spoiler? Is his character a spoiler?
I think it is, yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, he was fine. Jessica Henwick is one of the prominent characters in the movie, and she was fine. Apparently, she was in the process of getting an offer for Shang-Chi and getting an offer for this, and she rejected Shang-Chi because they didn't let her see the script. And she didn't know what character she was playing in Shang-Chi. It's like she didn't know anything about it. She just knew that it was a movie.
She was meant to play the sister.
Probably. Whereas this, they just gave her the script and she knew everything. So she's like, yeah, well, I know what's going to happen in this one, so I'm going to do this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess That's fair. Yeah. if it was you and you had the choice of doing a random movie or a movie that at least you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. And she knew it was like Matrix and she knew like Keanu Reeves and everyone was in it. So
yeah. You'd probably go for the one that's because Shang-Chi could have been terrible.
Could have been. Well, yeah. I think she knew it was a Marvel movie. So.
Could have been terrible still.
Yeah.
Could have been Eternals.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. I think she was actually pretty good in this. Out of all the characters, I think she was
She's got a nice hairstyle.
The blue. It's only when, might be a spoiler, but it's only in parts of the movie, right? Neil Patrick Harris is in it.
Yep.
I mean, he was fine, but his character was, I don't know. We'll talk about it in spoilers. Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Mm. She's also in it for a little bit, not much. Other people. I think there's some returning characters from the first movie.
Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah. Which I already said at the beginning.
You did say it just then. But,
yeah, but yeah, she returns. And then Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah.
Was she in the first one?
She's in the second one.
Second one. Okay.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff in it. There's some cool elements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's
some spoilery elements, I guess.
I think the story had potential.
Yeah. They explore some themes that they didn't explore in the previous ones.
But it's long. I just felt like... So it's an hour, it's 148 minutes. It feels as long as it is. And it's weird because even though it's that long, you feel like they didn't address some issues. Like they set up stuff, but they don't really they don't have enough time to address it. But then they spent too long on other stuff that's not even important.
And I don't think we're well versed in the Matrix universe enough to kind of understand the ins and outs. So some of it might have gone over our heads.
Yeah. And there's probably. Yeah. Easter eggs and stuff that we didn't notice. Yeah, so I give it a cognitive regression just because I don't think I can watch this ever again.
I don't think it's terrible. I don't think it's good either. I think it's very middling.
It's probably not the worst movie.
I've seen worse movies than this. Like, there's some all right stuff in it. Some of the action's okay. But, yeah, it's just pretty forgettable in the end.
So if
you're a Matrix fan, I'd probably say it would hit you worse because you would be expecting great things and it's probably just very middling. Yeah.
Probably underwhelming. We don't talk about this metric much, but there's this metric called the cinema score and it's like a gauge of how well received the movie is on opening night. So like it's kind of like a measure of expectations. So like if it reached your expectations or if it's beyond your expectations. And this movie got a B-, which is not very good. Tell me another movie.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Clifford the Big Red Dog got an A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was pretty well received.
Yeah.
Dune got an A-. Encanto got an A. Eternals got a B. So this is slightly worse than Eternals. Ghostbusters Afterlife got an A-.
Space Jam.
Space Jam, I looked that up. Spider-Man No Way Home, A+.
I think Space Jam will be the vector. If it's the same as Space Jam, that's very badly received.
Space Jam and New Legacy, A-.
A-.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's maybe that's what people expected from it. And
sure.
Like people who went in on opening night, they probably had a decent enough time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And they did it with this.
Yeah. You know what was a bigger surprise? Sing 2. A+.
It's fair enough.
All right. So I guess we can jump into spoilers. All right. So if you haven't seen Matrix Resurrections and you care about spoilers, go watch the movie. Come back to this point in the episode. I'll put the timestamps in the description and you can listen to our vague spoilers because I don't think we really understand half the stuff that's going in this movie. But yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, the movie starts with an action sequence.
Yeah. So, that's in Keanu Reeves' video game. It's like an action sequence in his video game.
Which is a callback to the first Matrix?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's like a scene from that, but
and
different.
A scene in Space Jam and New Legacy.
Yeah, that one, yeah. And Morpheus is one of the agents.
Yes.
So he put Morpheus into the game, but he put him in as an agent.
But then he notices that he's...
kind of becomes self-aware and he's like, I'm Morpheus.
Yeah. Like Free Guy.
Yeah. And then he gets out of the game and he goes into the Matrix.
And he goes into Matrix, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like a...
he's a program.
Yeah.
So he can't live outside the Matrix, but he can now because he's made of beads. So if you're a program, you can live outside the Matrix as a bead.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then Trinity is still alive.
Yeah. So Trinity's like in the Matrix as well. And then Keanu's in the Matrix.
And Keanu's a video game developer.
Yeah. And she's like got a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he kind of knows, like he has a sense that he's not meant to be there.
Yeah. He's like, he feels like he's in the Matrix, but he made a game called The Matrix, so he thinks he's going crazy.
And there's this whole section in the movie where they're like kind of doing this like commentary on the movie. They're like,
well, at one point he's like, they're going to make The Matrix no matter if you're involved or not.
Yeah.
And he specifically name drops Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it's like Warner Brothers' parent company is going to make The Matrix 4 no matter what.
Yeah, was that like a jab at Warner Brothers? It could be. It sounded like that.
Yeah.
It sounded like the movie was going to go meta, but it doesn't really go meta.
Yeah. So it sort of does for a bit, but then it doesn't after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole section where they're just like, they should end with just three. And then they're like, the fourth one, that you got to ramp it up. You got to have more bullet time and all this stuff. And then they're just talking about them. Like, they're literally just, it's just commentary on their own movie. They're like,
Yeah. It's like ever since 22 Jump Street did that, like everyone wants to do it, but it's just never as good as what 22 Jump Street did.
So Keanu Reeves actually looks like someone else, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks old. Yeah. Oh, and his boss is Agent Smith.
Yes.
Jonathan Groff. So Keanu's in it, in The Matrix, and Agent Smith's his boss and they work together. And then Trinity, they like meet in a cafe or whatever.
Bugs, which I thought was just like... is this actually Space Jam?
Have you heard of the theory about that?
No.
I heard this on another podcast. So Bugs represents Warner Brothers.
Okay.
Because Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's dragging Keanu, which is like Neo, into the Matrix again.
Yeah.
When he doesn't want to do it. So it's like Warner Brothers dragging Keanu Reeves into the Matrix again, essentially.
Or is it just like, is it a metaphor? Is Keanu Reeves or like Neo?
It's a metaphor for like the whole the original Matrix cast, I think.
Yeah, or like the directors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because they said that they wouldn't make another one, but I don't... Obviously, they got convinced. They just gave them millions of dollars and like, make another one.
Or maybe they said they would make it, like he says, they're going to make it with or without them, and they're like, might as well make it.
Have some ownership over their franchise. So, yeah.
But she's called Bugs.
She's called Bugs.
And she takes him out of the Matrix.
Yeah, first Morpheus tries.
Yeah.
And he fails.
Yep.
And then Bugs succeeds somehow. It's not really clear why, but he takes the red pill again. Can you just take these pills? Like, just swallow them? I guess people do it, right? But
you can swallow pills. I can swallow pills without water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just prefer having it with water. It's just easier.
Yeah. 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 But if you had to, you would take it without water. Yeah.
I guess you could. Yeah. Is that how he does it? I'm pretty sure he drinks water in the first one, doesn't he?
Well, not a thing that I paid attention to.
I'm pretty sure he does. But anyway, not a big deal. You can swallow pills. It works.
Yes.
And then throughout this segment, there's like he's got all these blue pills because he's visiting a
psychologist.
Psychiatrist who's Neil Patrick Harris because he keeps thinking that he's going to go into the Matrix and they're like, no, you're not. It's all...
He keeps thinking he's in the Matrix, but then Neil Patrick Harris is like, no, you're not in the Matrix.
Then you find out that Neil Patrick Harris is one of the bad guys in some...
Neil Patrick Harris is the architect, which is like that guy in this one of the Matrix movies.
His boss...
the Matrix.
So his boss doesn't like him either. Because at the end, he shoots Neil Patrick Harris.
His boss is Agent Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why doesn't he...
Because he doesn't want to be in the Matrix,
He doesn't want to be in the Matrix. Neil Patrick Harris wants everyone to be in the Matrix.
Yeah.
But why does his boss not like him?
Because he's Agent Smith.
And they just don't like each other.
Neo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they just don't. It's just...
It's
in their programming.
Agent Smith's a program, isn't he? So like he's programmed
to
not
go
like
after Neo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's it.
The whole movie's kind of about getting Trinity back.
Essentially. She's like in this place in
where
the non Matrix
was.
Yeah.
Where Neo was. They managed to get Neo, but they don't want to get Trinity because they're kind of living.
They didn't know it was Trinity initially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they don't want to get her. Because they're, like, peaceful.
But then Priyanka Chopra's like, you have to go get her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, they killed my parents, go get her.
And they get her in the end.
Basically.
Yeah. And there's a big action sequence at the end, which I thought was...
Boring as hell.
Action shouldn't be boring. Like, I don't know why it was boring, but it was...
It's just Neo, like, pushing people.
Yeah.
Like, he's got, like, force push powers.
He just does the... Who does that? Like Magneto? Just like
force. It's like Star Wars when they force push people.
Yeah, he just does that.
Yeah,
like, that's the only thing he does.
Yeah,
he can't even fly until the end. But he can't even.
No, he doesn't fly at the end, does he? I thought only Trinity can fly.
At the very end, he flies.
Does he? Okay, yeah.
Like just before the credits roll.
Yeah. So he does he figure out how to fly? Oh, I don't know.
He must.
Yeah.
But could
why does Trinity
know how to fly?
Yeah,
I don't know. In the first. Once she didn't know how to fly.
No.
Is she the chosen one now?
Then how does Neo know how to fly?
He must learn afterwards. They don't actually show, like, he's just flying at the end.
No, but if she's the chosen one, then they both have to be the chosen one.
Yeah. Well, maybe that is, because they say something like, together they're like powerful or something. So,
yeah.
Maybe they're the chosen ones. They have to be together.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Karen Moss was fine, I guess.
Mm.
She was probably better than Keanu Reeves.
No one's bad in it. Even Keanu, he's probably as good as he is in Matrix 1.
Yeah.
It's just the movie around it's just not as good, unfortunately.
It's just,
yeah,
it's not great.
No one's bad in it, though. Everyone does a decent job.
I just think technically it should have been better than what it was. It just doesn't look that good.
Mm. And the action, like you said, is, very middling. The last action scene, there's just like a bunch of guys that like just drop on them.
Yeah.
It's like a zombie movie, but...
Yeah, but not.
Less interesting.
Yeah. And it's all dark. Like, most of... There's one action sequence where he fights Morpheus, which was also not that great.
It was like a recreation of the first fight in Matrix where he fights Morpheus, but worse.
Which is also not, yeah, it wasn't that great, but at least it was lit properly. Like, you could see it.
Mm.
Whereas the end action sequence, it's all in the dark and you can't see anything. It's not great until the very end of the action sequence where they jump off a building and it's like sunrise or whatever. But and even that wasn't that great. But what happens at the end? They
become the one.
And they get disconnected and
they get Carrie-Anne Moss out. Well, they do. They say they're going to make the Matrix better or something. They're going
to... Trinity bashes up Neil Patrick Harris for a bit and then that's it. That's the end of the movie. There's a whole lot of stuff that happens in the middle, but not really that important.
There's probably stuff other people would find interesting. But yeah.
Oh, there was one action sequence on like a train.
That wasn't that good.
Which was...
It was too quick cut. And the graphics were... The CGI was not good.
Anything else?
Not really.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a... I don't know. Like, maybe because I'm also not, like, a huge fan of The Matrix. I'll watch it if it's good, but...
Yeah. It definitely didn't kind of make me want to go back and watch the other Matrix movies or anything. It's... Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to get you on board if you didn't like the previous ones.
Maybe if you do like Matrix, you... might have a bit more enjoyment out of it than we did, but I don't know. I think it's a very middling movie.
Do you want to talk about Don't Look Up?
Do you want to? Yeah. I can talk about it if you want, but maybe you want to watch it.
I'll probably watch it, but you can talk about it.
Yeah, it's decent. It's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. It's comedy?
Yeah.
So Leonardo DiCaprio plays like a professor or something, right?
Yeah, he plays like a astronomy professor, I think. Yeah. Astronomy? Yeah.
And then Jennifer Lawrence is like another professor.
She's like a PhD, student.
But she's like more or less playing, like she's not acting like different to how she normally acts. So she's like Jennifer Lawrence. But then Leonardo DiCaprio is like this wacky dude.
I don't know what Leonardo DiCaprio's personality is in real life, to be honest.
He acts different in every movie. So
So I don't know what he's, he's like, he's doing a character, essentially. Yeah. He's one of those guys, like, I have no idea what he is in real life. It could be anything. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence plays a character she's similar to in each movie.
And there's a whole bunch of other people.
Meryl Streep. It's got tons of people. Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep's the president. Jonah Hill. Timothy Chalamet. Ariana Grande.
Is she good at acting?
She's playing herself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's good at it then.
Yeah. She's good at being herself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got lots of people. It's it's like a political comedy. If you like political stuff, then you might like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch it at some stage.
It's pretty on the nose satire kind of political stuff, like an allegory for COVID and climate change and Donald Trump. There's a guy that plays Mark Zuckerberg. It's not Mark Zuckerberg, but it's Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that guy from the one before Tenet, Dunkirk. Mark Rylance?
Yeah, him. Yeah.
He's meant to be like Elon Musk type.
He's like, he plays, I think it's Mark Zuckerberg because he's like social skills are terrible, but he like, it's like a mixture of Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay. He's just like a tech giant.
Yeah, guy. Essentially. Yeah.
No, I'll probably give it a watch at some stage.
Mm.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
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 All right. Yeah, it's a pretty underwhelming review. Like, to be honest, I don't have much to say. I was just tired while watching it. I'm tired after watching it. And I'm tired trying
to talk about it
as well. Yeah. So.
We didn't like it. Bottom line, we didn't like it. And I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah. So we're going to watch Ghostbusters Afterlife. So that actually has a similar rating in terms of scores as this, but I've heard more positive things about that than this, so hopefully that's better. And then we've got The Kingsman next week, then there's a couple weeks, and then we've got my most anticipated movie of the year, Morbius.
Jason Morbius.
Isn't it? It's not Jason.
It's Michael, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason would be a better name, though.
I watched in the Spider-Man animated series, there's like a small run where Morbius is like one of the main characters and is Michael Morbius. So he's like Russian or something in that.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like a
Transylvanian.
Nah, I think, well, he could be, but he's like a normal guy. And then he gets infected with, well, he becomes a vampire.
He becomes Dracula.
He becomes a Dracula.
He becomes a Dracula, yeah.
And in that show, they couldn't say blood.
Yeah.
So he kept saying, I need plasma, I think.
Oh, yeah. I want to suck your plasma.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds bad.
He couldn't say blood. Yeah. And he couldn't bite, like, they couldn't show him biting people, so he, like, sucked it through his hands.
Like
these little paws in his hands, and it's like, so hopefully they do it better than that.
Hopefully they do exactly that.
Yeah. With Jared Leto.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got a good cast.
Michael Morbius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared Leto. Yeah. Well, it's got a wide range of, like, acting capability. So it's got Tyrese at the one end, and then it's got like Jared Harris and Matt Smith and those guys at the other end.
Mm.
And then I don't know where Jared Leto sits. He's meant to be a good actor, but I don't know.
I don't know if he is. I don't know. He has won an Oscar, hasn't he?
Yes, for
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
I hear very middling things about him. He's the some Matrix Resurrections of actors.
Yeah, and he's, you know that House of Gucci movie?
Yeah, apparently he's really bad in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he's like doing like a Mario impersonation.
Yeah. That's what I heard as well.
But some people are loving his performance in that. Like some people say he's the best part of the movie, and some people say he's the worst part of the movie.
He's just a very divisive character, I guess.
Yeah, in general. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. So that's sort of our January plans. And then February, I don't think there's much coming out in February. And then Batman.
Should be exciting. Should be good. Hopefully everything comes out when it's meant to come out.
All right. Anyway, thanks for listening to this very underwhelming episode of Just Start the Year.
Yeah. Just starting at a low point so that it can only go up from here.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that bad. We watched worse movies than this last year.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I will quickly forget about this film and, yep.
After we stop recording.
Yeah, I think I've already forgotten about it. What was it called?
Okay, cool. If people want to get in touch with us and tell us about their thoughts on Matrix, how to go about it.
Contact us on all platforms at Cognitive Recalibration, or you can always email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a positive review on iTunes or Spotify, and that will make us more discoverable on search engines. Thanks to everyone for listening. We'll see you guys next week for probably Ghostbusters, but then Kingsman after that. So anyway, they'll come out in some order.
Some order, some fashion.
All right, see you later.
All right, see ya.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.